A group of experts assembled by the University of California at Berkeley has released what it calls a manifesto on that state's electricity crisis. Among its recommendations is giving consumers better information about power prices. Many consumers are unaware that prices can vary greatly from one hour to the next because their monthly bills are calculated using crude averages. Experts say giving consumers more information about hourly prices might help them make better decisions about when exactly to use electricity. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
In Lacey, Washington, just outside Olympia, the meter reader has gone high-tech. Every 15 minutes, a computer chip in the electric meter outside Norman Galachi's mobile home sends a wireless signal to his utility. By logging on to the utility's website, Galachi can get an instant readout of how much power he's used in the last month, week, and day.
I check it about every other day. In fact, I just checked it.
The computer shows Galachi not only how much power he used the day before, but also what time he used it, and how much his utility, Puget Sound Energy, had to pay for that power. That information helps Galachi schedule some of his household chores.
If you use some of your major appliances during the low usage, you pay less. So that's why I decided to not wash my dishes last evening. I waited till after 10 o'clock this morning, which is a moderate rate.
By waiting till midday, Galachi saved Puget Sound Energy a few cents. And if enough of the utility's customers do that, Chief Operating Officer Gary Swofford says it will save the need for new power plants to meet demand at peak times of day.
The peak period in the morning starts at 6 a.m. and goes till 9 a.m. And that's because, as we all know, everybody gets up at the same time and they shower and they cook and they turn their heat up. And so all this load comes on and creates this big peak in the morning.
By installing real-time electric meters on a widespread basis, Puget Sound Energy hopes to encourage consumers to shift their demand by, for instance, turning on their heat earlier in the morning. For now, the utility is merely providing information on hourly prices, but eventually it hopes to base customers' bills on when they use electricity. Swofford says the utility itself pays the upfront cost to lease the meters, about $30 apiece.
This is the next generation of conservation. You can't just keep stuffing insulation into the attic. At some point in time, you've got to get the consumer involved, empower them with information to be able to make decisions. We just fundamentally believe that.
Economist Severin Borenstein of the University of California Energy Institute at Berkeley says one of the biggest mistakes California made in deregulating its electric market was failing to provide consumers with real-time price information.
We're trying to get this industry to move towards a market model, but in no part have we seriously moved towards a market model on the demand side. That is, where consumers actually know what the price is, hour by hour, and pay something that reflects the changing cost.
That is, after all, how most of the economy works. When the price of crude oil goes up, consumers don't have to wait till the end of the month to find out how much it will cost them. Gas stations raise retail prices almost immediately. And the cost-conscious motorist might think twice about taking that Sunday drive. Real-time pricing in the electricity market has worked in the few places it's been tried. Michael O'Shaughnessy runs a program for about 1,600 commercial and industrial customers of Georgia Power that lets them track electricity prices hour by hour.
We will have chemical companies down here that they'll actually start cutting back consumption at 6 cents a kilowatt hour. Other ones, like paper manufacturers, will start cutting back consumption around 10 cents a kilowatt hour. And then it just keeps on going up from that point.
O'Shaughnessy says when power is scarce and prices really get high, his customers have been known to save up to 800 megawatts of electricity, enough to light some 800,000 homes. That kind of conservation not only prevents blackouts, it also helps keep prices in check. Research by a Washington-based consulting group shows shaving just 10% off peak demand can cut the price of power in half. Economist Borenstein says a similar program could work in California.
We could have virtually all industrial and commercial consumers on real-time metering by next summer.
Installing the meters takes an upfront investment. While there's been no commitment so far, the state has earmarked $250 million for energy conservation efforts, and Borenstein says meters would be a good place to start. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.